There's still a couple misspellings on those intro files. I gotta get fixed with those. Always a work in progress. What's up, everybody? Back home after my short stint out of town. Back to the lab. Back to live streaming. Feels good. I'm going to, you know, like I said, work in progress. We're figuring some things out. I'm gonna try to do some live streaming every single day, every night at time to be determined, maybe 3 or 4 p.m. And then if you follow me on Telegram, I'm going to work on doing some more voice chats there as well. Maybe like a morning coffee talk or something like that. Sort of short 30, 45 minute shoot the shit, talk about whatever's going on. So those are a couple things you can expect. And we're streaming on Rumble. Speaking of Rumble, we'll be talking about Rumble too, most definitely. We should be streaming on Rumble, and we're on DLive. We're on Twitch. We are on Foxhole. Welcome, everybody. Welcome from around the country, around the world, wherever you're at. Hello from Florida. Hello from, yeah, all over the place. So, yeah, Rumble looks like it's good. I like live streaming on Rumble. It's pretty awesome. Although, it's kind of a pain in the butt to set up because you have to change the stream key and the URL, I think, every single time. But anyway, it's all good. We're here. Hello from Austria. Wow. I hope you're okay there. I hope you are not going to get fined 7,000 euro for not taking the vax. Except I hope you do get fined because that means you didn't take the vax. And I don't want you taking the vax. So if you don't get fined, that means you took the vax, which is not a good thing. So what's up, guys? Okay, let's get into, I guess. I'm not really one for long intros and yada, yada, yada. Let's just get right into it. One thing I do want to show you first is a new Substack article that I released a few days ago. This one's ruffling some jimmies, as I usually like to do. I called this one the top 8 clickbaitiest topics that truthers promote. I did a video on a top 5, but I had to, there was a couple things I had to add. Top 5 wasn't enough. And there were some topics that people came to me about, like, hey, you missed this in your video. I'm like, yeah, I did. Because I just didn't want to make it such a long video. So I wrote up a top 8. And yeah, this one's gotten me a lot of hate mail. Some love, though. Definitely some love. But, you know, anytime you rock the boat, people get their egos triggered and they're thinking, oh, you know, they're taking it personal as if it is a personal attack when it's not at all. I didn't name any names in this article that I wrote out, but just when people get tied into that belief, right? When they identify with these beliefs and they feel like that if this belief turns out not to be true, their whole foundation of living starts to crumble right before their eyes. They start getting scared. Like, what do I believe? What do I believe? I don't know what to believe. And then they start attacking you, you know, for being the one to give them the hard truth. But hey, it's okay not to believe anything sometimes. It's okay not to, not to believe those things. Yeah. I know I've been getting wrecked. I've been getting attacked a lot on Telegram and Instagram and all those platforms the past few days, and some crazy people, man, crazy psychos out there. Although we'll talk about that another day. We'll save it for this stream. And then quick sponsor here, Noble Gold Investments, helping you beat that crazy inflation, Bidenflation, that's inevitably coming. And Noble Gold can help you do that, investing your money into gold, into silver, into palladium and platinum, into cryptos as well, you know, the digital gold. If you want, you can call them up. They can help you invest into all of those things and try to avoid taxes whenever possible in legal ways. So there's that phone number right there, email right there. Go check them out. And then first up, we've got some news on Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. According to this reporter here, prosecutors say they could rest their case as early as this Thursday for the trial. This Thursday. Huh. So the trial would be a full week and a half? Is that it? That worries me. If prosecutors are going to rest their case that early, i.e. Department of Justice prosecutors resting their case that early. I mean, that could mean one of two things, I guess. That could mean we're either going to get some bombshells before Thursday that's just going to make it a good-to-go case, or it's just a cover job. It's a, you know, it's a fluff show. Yeah, that is very, very short. We'll see, I guess. We'll see. Even if it does end up being a cover-up job, that's only going to make more people question it and more people see that, oh, wow, look at the government covering up for Ghislaine and Epstein. So even if it turns out to be a watered-down, just brush-under-the-rug show, I mean, it's inevitably going to piss people off and make them even more discontent with the system. So nevertheless, going to be a win-win either way, in my opinion. Now let's get into major outage hitting Amazon's web services today, which I was trying to send out some orders and print some labels, and I couldn't do it. There's some orders that I couldn't even send out today because of this. And I was even worried about live streaming here. I'm like, shoot, I don't know if this is going to affect what I'm doing here. But funny enough that today Amazon's web servers go down. They had some issues with their cloud computing systems right after we get big news about Trump's social media startup. And Trump's social media startup that is combining with Rumble. Rumble announcing a distribution deal with Trump's Truth Social. Trump's Truth Platform is going to use Rumble's cloud services. And then, of course, we got the news about the $1 billion from the so-called diverse group of investors going into Trump's media and technology group corporation, TMTG, the acronym for that is. So a bunch of money going into it. Distribution deal with Rumble. That's huge. That's exciting. Granted, I have seen a couple things from Rumble that do make me pause a little bit. I think Rumble's trending page is a fake trending page. So, for instance, when I check out all the players on it, all the videos on the trending page for Rumble, it's typically the mainstream ink, the conservative ink kind of players. And then I go to, say, an X22 video, and the X22 video that was uploaded the same day, like today maybe, for instance, it'll have twice as many Rumbles and twice as many views already than some of these trending pages. And I have caught Rumble not showing view counts on some videos before. I actually did a video about that earlier this year where I caught Rumble not showing view counts on some creators' videos, including mine. And then after I did that video, they brought the view counts back. So I don't know. Granted, that's like very, very minimal problems compared to, of course, YouTube's problems and Twitter's problems and Facebook's problems. But I still like Rumble. I'm still obviously live streaming on Rumble, and I'll upload my videos there. I think they have huge potential. And then, of course, their partnership with Truth Social, which, remember, Truth Social is expected to come February. I think around February 20th it is supposed to drop. Not that exact day, but give or take like a week or so. Hopefully it will be around that date that we get that platform. And if they can get some algorithms behind Rumble, some algorithms to maybe match YouTube's, that would, I mean, we could actually get our content seen, right? And then, of course, if they don't have any sort of fake trending stuff like Twitter has, then that would be big. And it's causing the media to be nervous. Look at this, Vanity Fair. Surprise, Trump's secret $1 billion investment sounds shady as hell. Sounds shady as hell. And then we had the news over the weekend about the so-called SEC investigation into Trump's platform too, which, wow, how convenient. What a big surprise. It's as if they knew that we would get news about big investments, about a Rumble distribution deal, even news about Devin Nunes resigning from Congress to be the CEO of the freaking platform. That one took a lot of people by surprise. That one did. Devin Nunes just quitting Congress to be CEO of Trump's tech company. So all this stuff coming out about Rumble, about Trump's platform to rival big tech. Well, lo and behold, SEC announces an investigation the day before that. How did they catch wind of it? That's what I want to know. How did they catch wind of all this news and then just decide to bring out this investigation right right at that timing. I wonder. But they're not going to stop it. They're not going to stop the truth from coming out. And only T-minus, man, what is that, 2.5 months until that platform comes out? Which then combine that with Trump's class action lawsuit that could very well lead to a bankruptcy, let's just say it, in Twitter or in Facebook or in YouTube. I would love to see Trump class action lawsuit these bastards into bankruptcy and then come in and buy him with his acquisition company on the cheap. That'd be neat. So, in due time, new platform. That would give us all a huge sigh of relief, at least people like myself, who I'm not even allowed on basically Twitter, or Instagram, or Facebook anymore. The thing is, if I make an account on any of those platforms, I mean, I could make an account on those platforms. Like, I have a Twitter account, but if I dare share it, if I go onto Telegram and share that I have a new Instagram account within maybe 2 hours, a Media Matters journalist, usually Alex Kaplan, but it could be a few different trash journalists from these propaganda rags. They'll tweet about a ban of Asian account. Ooh, Jordan Sather has a ban of Asian account. And they'll try to get that banned. They're just hyenas whose literal job, particularly Media Matters, their literal job is to just catalog what extremist, I hope you see my air quotes. I hope you can feel my sarcasm if you're listening on the podcast. Their literal job is to find the extremists, the domestic terrorists, the conspiracy theorists who dare start a new Instagram account and get them banned. So I just can't. Like, if one day these assholes will get a lawsuit coming their way. One day. But so a Trump social media venture would be a huge sigh of relief. And if it could have some sort of, you know, I think in this distribution deal, or no, was it the funding? They're talking about Trump's company having podcasts. Yeah, there we go. They're going to have entertainment, podcasts, news, other content, all a part of this TMTG Plus, this subscription-based version of Trump's tech platform. And if we could have monetization as well, like a worthy monetization function, I mean, that'd just be an absolute game changer. And a place that won't censor, right? Where we could talk about vaccines, the truth about that. Where we could talk about, heck, anything, right? When I remember a couple of months ago, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, they wanted to start banning content questioning climate change. Like, anything. They're censoring. And, so hopefully very soon we'll start getting a sigh of relief, right? And then a place that doesn't have all the bots and spam like Telegram does. My God, how many freaking fake followers are on Telegram? I highly doubt that some of those accounts have 300, 400, 700,000 followers. Good 50% of those are probably bots. Probably bots. So, yes, huge sigh of relief. Truth Social is going to be. So there's that. Let's move on now to Mark Meadows. His no longer cooperating with the committee investigating the January 6th riot. So Mark Meadows, who used to be Trump's chief of staff, came out through his lawyer, said he's not going to be testifying or cooperating with this January 6th committee. And they're threatening him with contempt. Of course, it's Liz Cheney and then some Democrat I've never heard of and don't care to know who they are. Contempt. All right. Love it. They're just saying, screw you guys. And then somebody else who has been found in contempt of the committee, right? Steve Bannon. So check this out. Speaking of fake Telegram channels, right? So you gotta love this. On Twitter, there's this account called IREHR. They claim they're an Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. Well, they're an Institute for Research who can't do jack shit with research. So they posted about Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic Telegram page has embraced the white nationalist and fascist Patriot Front as a, quote, patriot group worth supporting. Now, of course, the Patriot Front group, with which pretty much everybody questioned as being Fed boys and just absolutely glowing, which they were, that story is, you know, water under the bridge at this point. In the day of social media news, anything older than 2 days old is water under the bridge. But now we've got a Telegram page that purports, key word there, purports to be Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic page. It's not. This is a fake page. This is not Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic page. But this alleged Institute of Research is not good at research, and they don't realize that this is not the War Room page. This is a fake War Room page. They think it's real. They think that Steve Bannon's War Room is embracing the Patriot Front. You gotta love it. You've got to love it, man. Ugh, this is hilarious. Because, I mean, I've been talking about the fake Telegram page. I talk about fake everything, right? Whether it's mainstream media left-wing fake, or whether it's right-wing media conservative, or even truth movement conspiracy fake. A lot of people hate me for that. But hey, hard truths. You either live in reality or you live in a fantasy land, right? So I talk a lot about the fake Telegram pages. I talk a lot about how people in our own movement get duped by them, right? I try to warn them. Now we've got the mainstream media, blue check mark, left-wing folk getting duped by the fake Telegram pages and then going off with this smear campaign, getting duped by the fake stuff. You absolutely love to see it. And even the Daily Beast had a, I gotta stop getting distracted with the comments. We'll do comments at the end. I'm not gonna look at that anymore. I keep getting distracted. Daily Beast writer believes it. Believes this tweet by the IHEIRH, whatever. Oh my God, the Daily Idiots. It's so funny. I'm even thinking about making a fake page on Telegram and posting some like clickbait stuff on it, seeing how many people I can dupe, let it run for a while, and then expose my social experiment to the world and show everybody what I've done. It's funny. All right, onward from that, let's talk about the federal judge blocking the COVID vaccine mandate for federal contractors today. Huge win, another win. And it's showing you the power of our Constitution, because this judge sided with the South Carolina Attorney General. There was an Attorney General from six other states with a bunch of governors and a bunch of other states named as plaintiffs in the case. But this judge cited the 10th Amendment for striking down for filing granting a preliminary injunction to strike down this mandate. Very good news, right? Thankfully, you know, not saying there's always room for improvement in terms of the government, the structure, the way America is run. Always room for improvement. But the way our republic is set up, with the states having certain powers and the federal government not being able to intervene with that, that's very good news, because other countries don't have that. Right? Other countries like the European Union here, for instance. We'll get to that. But, you know, other countries, Australia, Austria, Germany, they're just getting destroyed by their batshit crazy governors and prime ministers and what have you. So, very good news. Another court case in the wind department for We the People, and a federal judge actually doing the right thing. Surprise, surprise, right? And, all the federal contractors should have just held out. All of the federal workers, if they would have just stuck to their guns. The news is probably scant reporting on this. So how many federal contractors or their bosses even know that this happened? Number one, a lot of them probably don't know, right? So if you are a federal contractor, walk into work tomorrow with this ammunition to show to your boss to say, hey, I don't have to take that jab. And you don't have to make me take that jab. And in all likelihood, the boss would say, oh, good, we don't have to fight that fight anymore. Like most of the people out there forcing their employees, whoever works for them, to get the shot, they don't really want to do it. They're just being an Agent Smith. You know, speaking of the Matrix, I think I saw a trailer for the new Matrix coming out in a few weeks here. We'll see how many red pills are in that movie or how many black pills. You know, could go either way. But I don't know if you've heard of the Agent Smith syndrome or the Agent Smith. Basically, when you're being Neo, you're going about your daily life and you try to wake somebody up or, you know, voice your no against these sort of things. And then the Agent Smith comes out of the person and they start trying to berate you and demean you and shove you back into the Matrix, right? That's the Agent Smith effect. So most employers probably don't want to have to force these mandates. They're just not brave enough. They don't have strong enough of a spine to stand up to the bosses above them that are making them do this, and then the bosses above them that are making them do this. You know, somewhere along the chain, you probably have that asshole who legitimately believes that we all need to be vaccinated, and they're one of the 4 to 6% that are lost forever, right? But most people forcing the mandates probably don't want to do it. They're just scared. So anyway, show this to them, and hopefully they won't force you. So there's that. We also have another win in New York City. A judge there temporarily blocked the mandate on the New York Police Department. I hope the firefighters there too. I hope this also applies to the New York Fire Department, because I think I saw their mandate was about to go into effect as well, and hundreds of them were about to quit. But anyway, boom, there you go. New York City, screw you, de Blasio. Yes, asshole. De Blasio is asshole. So, another win in that department. But yes, the European Union leader is calling for basically throwing out the Nuremberg Code in favor of forced vaccination. And, Austria, things are absolutely crazy there. I saw some photographs of in Austria in supermarkets and on public sidewalks and places like that. They literally have a fence separating the vaccinated from the unvaccinated side. And then, you know, all these COVID cultists, all these pro-vaxxers with their incredibly high IQs, they think that a chain link fence is going to stop the COVID, as if a virus cannot pass, like, you know, 3 feet to the other side. It's like, all right, I'm going to put a chain link fence up to stop these mosquitoes from getting into my house, you know? So, crazy what's going on there in Austria. Like I mentioned earlier, they want to fine people thousands of dollars to not get the shot. Germany there too. Didn't they learn their lesson, Germany? I mean, come on. What happened 70 years ago in your country? We'll see. But hey, that's why we should just do away with this globalist European Union. What's going on there? All right, back to home. Let me reload this tab because I want to talk about the National Institute of Health director, who luckily is on his way out soon. This creepy, cringy gentleman. I want to show you actually a video that he uploaded next here. But this Dr. Francis Collins, who's basically Fauci's boss, if that even applies, I guess on paper he's Fauci's boss, but Fauci seems to think he's the boss of everybody these days, that elf on a shelf. NIH director says it's certainly possible that this is not the last emerging variant. The fear porn will just never end. You know that they're going to try to roll out another vaccine with these variants. You know that these variants are probably freaking vaccine induced in the first place. And it's just not going to stop. They're not going to stop until we finally just say no. We have to say no. So, one thing I do want to show you is this. Just the cringe level off the charts. Okay. Let me make sure I got the audio and I'll play it.
Poof, coronavirus came from overseas, infecting folks across the land, Seattle, NYC. A little bats virus, love those human cells. Next thing you know, the cases grow and the world has gone to, it's a family show. Heck, poof, coronavirus came from overseas, infecting folks across the land, Seattle, NYC. Poof, coronavirus, called COVID-19. Quickly spread like a wildfire, now we're in quarantine. Now no one can travel or even leave their homes. Schools are closed, all kids must know, avoid the danger zones. We all must do our part to protect the ones we love. So if you meet at least 6 feet and handle doors with gloves, oh, poof, coronavirus came from overseas, infecting folks across the land of Seattle, NYC. Poof, coronavirus.
All right, I'm not going to play it anymore. That's is that what my tax dollar tax money's going to? That dude right there. And check out this, I'm assuming that's his wife, with her spike protein hat. Look at that. That's a work of art. My God. These folks must be vaccine damaged. Let's just say that. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. That's the vaccine stare right there. Looks like one eye's droopy. All right. Let's move on from that into somebody else on his way out, I guess, is possibly the Pope. Holy moly. Newsmax here. A Vatican source tells Newsmax's John Gizzi that Pope Francis is dying, with insiders saying they believe that the Pope will not survive past 2022. Woo-wee! I mean, yeah, look at the guy. And apparently he stumbled. He took a fall over the weekend. Oh yeah, that's just like a Biden. He pulled a Biden there. Oh man. Again, I mean, that's what vaccines do. Your motor coordination, your brain, dementia, nervous system problems, proprioception. It all gets affected. Granted, these guys probably got saline shots, but what? I'm gonna make a calendar, okay? We're all going to place our bets for which month next year he's going to go. What if it's May? What if it's May? What if the Pope has a terrible May? And that would be, somebody said, they bet it'll be the Rona. Yeah, what variant are going to blame it on? Oh, man. Can we make it this year? I mean, just the collective vibration of the planet would be so much higher without this gentleman on it. Let's be real. I mean, that's not evil to say. That's all right. Onward from that, couple more things. I want to talk about some Q hit pieces, because speaking of prophetic splip. Okay. These comments are fun sometimes. Y'all crack me up. The LA Times, they're putting out their rendition here. How QAnon hijacked Hollywood to spread conspiracies, lizard people, deadly orgies, and JFK. So if these staff writers were worth anything, they would know that lizard people are not mentioned in the Q drops. Neither are deadly orgies. And if they're trying to write about the JFK Jr. shit in here, it's... I mean, let's be real. We need to get beyond that at this point. But they just won't give up, right? They won't give up. And then in England, on their Channel 4, which I'm assuming is... If anybody here is from England right now, let me know in the comments. But Channel 4, which is, I guess, their, like, NBC or CBS, their big news station, most popular channel. The Cult of Conspiracy, QAnon. This is a new documentary that's been released, and it's going viral all over the place, at least there in England. It's their rendition, their propagander against all this. And some folks are on one hand, we do have to sort of, you can move beyond Q. There's plenty of stuff to wake people up about, talk about. You don't need to bring Q into any conversations to start red pilling. But on the other hand, that is one hill I don't mind dying on. I'll still talk about Q. I'll still tell the truth about it. Because, yes, straw man on steroids, Joey. I do agree. Straw man on steroids. It's just always good to speak the truth about certain things. And I don't think the story behind Q is done. I think we're moving into a new phase of it where we're seeing how, yes, that straw man is getting created by the mainstream media. They're using that, of course, to propagandize a la Q. But then also we have the infiltration of the movement. We have, especially over the past year and a half, I've been documenting it heavily, how plenty of opportunists, and we could just call them predators, like they're straight up predators, who are inserting themselves as influencers into the movement to just grift the shit out of it. Heck, some of them might even be agency assets, and then all the disinformation gets spread. So I don't think the story is done. I think, and it's a very easy litmus test, let's just say, to see whether or not somebody actually does their research about a subject or if they're just bullshitting. And that goes for mainstream media. That goes for influencers on BitChute and Rumble and Telegram. That goes, all across the board as a litmus test to see who the real grifters are and who's not. But anyway, they can't stop. They can't stop writing about it, propagandizing it. So I'll fight it. I'll fight it, and I'll keep talking about Q. I don't mind it. As long as I don't get censored on Rumble, eh? Eh? Truth Social won't censor me, will they? I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Oh, I can't wait for Trump's posts. Oh, you miss his tweets, don't you? Man, what are we going to call him on Truth Social? If on Twitter they were tweets, what are the posts going to be called on Truths? These are Truths. And then last thing to discuss here is the next distraction on deck is the UFO distraction, of course. And again, a lot of backstory behind this. The UFO topic in and of itself is not a distraction. There's many important truths within it. Although what we're seeing from the media the past 4 years is most definitely a giant ball of limited hangout, distraction, half-truth, just tons of gatekeepers all over the place with this, right? Honestly, on the subject of grifters and opportunists, right, I did quite a few events and met quite a few people in the whole ufology circuit between 2017 and 2019-20, for like 2 or 3 years there. I went to a couple dozen events and some conferences, met a lot of them. Seeing how many false idols, we could say, seeing how many talking heads, influencers, are within the ufology movement who are just straight in it for the money. They're either in it for the money or they might even be agency planted assets. But seeing how many freaking manipulators and grifters were in the ufology disclosure circuit, that primed me to see that happen to the Q movement. That gave me the ability to see how a movement can be infiltrated either by just crazy people or grifters, self-serving people, or by infiltrators, assets, deeper, possibly, rogue agency. So you got to understand, it's absolutely happening to the Patriot Q movement. The infiltration is out of control right now, and a lot of them are attacking Flynn. Flynn is getting hit with massive, massive attacks right now. With the same just character assassination smears, the twisting of the truth, all sorts of stuff, right? And I would not doubt if some of those talking heads, those personalities who are attacking Flynn right now, I would not doubt if they soon start shifting and attacking Trump. In fact, I can already see a couple of them start laying the foundations. They're doing it very subtly, but they're laying the foundations to start going after Trump. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it happen. And then you got this like network of underlings who a lot of them are coming after me, attacking me. It's been heavy past few days. It's obvious. It's obvious to me. I know it might not be as obvious to you guys, but I also understand that a lot of you, you got jobs, you got families, you got stuff to do. You can't be sitting on your butt researching for like 8 hours a day like I do, which is why I feel the responsibility to warn you guys. Even if sometimes I look like the bad guy or people think I'm an asshole or whatever, as they say, oh, Jordan, you've changed. You've changed, Jordan. I'm like, yeah, I've changed. Because I used to be a little more meek back then. I used to be, you know, I used to be a little quieter and not want to rock the boat as much. And now I'm seeing the infiltration happen even more. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to change. I'm going to get a little more outspoken. I'm going to shout this shit from the rooftops and trying to urge you caution and urge you to have a little more discernment and point out who I think are the bullshitters. So, yeah, what the heck's with this Jordan, you've changed bullshit? What? Tell me you've never changed in your life. Come on now. So anyway, guys, let's get to, I think that's all I wanted to share with you today. Let's get into some chat now. We've been rolling for about 38 minutes, so we'll do 10, 15 minutes of chatting, and then we will finish this up. All you guys on Rumble, give me a thumbs up. Looks like just a couple of you are in the chat. Let me move over. Looks like, so I've got the Rumble chat over here, and then over there, I've got DLive and Twitch. So, like I said at the beginning, I've got some stuff to still figure out with the intros and the layout of all this, and I'm going to get some sort of, like, fancy layout-looking thing. It's a work in progress. But anyway, shout-out to all you guys on DLive. Shout out to all you guys subscribing as well. Let me bring up DLive. If you guys are sending me any lemons or limes or whatever the heck, thank you for that. And also on Rumble, they have the Rumble rant thing too. So if any of you guys would like to support, you can do it. What's up, Matrix? Is that you, Matrix? MG Show? Hey, everybody, shout out Matrix. He's here. Actually, dude, I was watching your show yesterday. Yeah, I was watching your show yesterday, and props for your setup. I was actually taking some notes on how your intro looks and your setup for the stream and everything. So good work, man. Good work. And you've been here for, man, I mean, we both have. We've been doing this for years, but we're some of the OG Anons. If you're trying to learn about Q and you're new to the subject, just go to the OG Anons. Go to those of us that have been here since 2017, 18, even 19. Myself, go to In the Matrix, go to Praying Medic, go to Red Pill 78, go to iPot, shout out Pursuit of Truth. iPot, he's on Gab and BitChute, so you can still find iPot there. Go to, I mean, that's why we started We the Media. Me and Craig and Kate, me, IET, inevitably ET and Kate, we all started We the Media about a year ago because, well, we were all getting banned off Twitter and Facebook and et cetera. So we ended up going to Telegram. And I had already been on Telegram for a couple of months. And then I brought the idea up to Craig. I'm like, hey, dude, this app's pretty neat. And we can actually make a page and have multiple contributors on the same page. So come on over here. And then we all formed We the Media. And that's why we did it, because we needed some OG Anons. So yes, Bernie, Truth and Art TV. Absolutely. Go to Bernie. Julian's Rum is another solid OG Anon. Granted, Julian's Rum just, he just has his Telegram channel. And he's busy in his personal life quite a bit. So he doesn't post much, but he's another solid one. So yeah, go to the OG Anons. If you find a new face that's hopped into the movement within the last 12 months, make them prove themselves to you. Not saying they're full of shit. I'm not saying just because somebody's new, they're bad. But 90% of the folks that I see who are new to all this, that just started doing BitChute videos or Rumble videos over the last 12 months, most of them are just opportunists and grifters or infiltrators. So make them prove themselves to you, okay? Don't just blindly give out your trust and have it be that. So anyway, yes, Carly. Shout out Carly, Midnight Rider. Go follow her on Telegram. She is great at cataloging news clips. So if you don't have access to a TV to watch Tucker Carlson or any others like that, she's great at finding clips. So yes, good suggestions here in the DLive chat. Come on our show, Shun Jordan. Heck yeah, Matrix, for sure. Hit me up, or I'll hit you up. What's the easiest way? I don't know, email me or something like that. I could DM you on Telegram, I guess. And I'm down to have you guys on mine, too. Actually, I might have some production questions for you guys, because I'm kind of you guys are probably better than I am at this live stream tech stuff. I don't know how to bring in guests live, so you could help me with that. Let's see. Let me go through some comments and see what I got. Oh, thank you, sir. Let me log that email address. Boom. Cool. Yeah, Red Pill uses Zoom for guests. I could use Zoom. I could. Tiffany says you need a t-shirt that says leave emotion out of the equation. I don't know how popular of a t-shirt that would be, but speaking of which, I got a new shirt on my JordanSather.com site. Got some swag up there if you want to go check it out. Ginger Snap, be careful with Zoom. There's a reason the military isn't allowed to use it. It's owned by the Chinese. I understand. They're gathering a hell of a lot of data with Zoom. But I don't have anything to hide, so most of the stuff I say just goes online anyway, so shoot. But yeah, if I wanted to go more encrypted and off-grid, I would not use Zoom. Frickin' Chinese own everything. I know, man. The most popular drone company, DJI, it's a Chinese company. And I'm like, damn, how much data are these Chinese companies getting? I mean, drones, everybody with their little personal drone flying it over America, they got the whole frickin' country mapped, right? A lot of it. You gotta think of these things. Where's that data going? So Trump setting up his big tech company, that might even be more, I mean, that's more important than many realize. Not only is it important from the aspect of having a way to get our voices heard in an uncensored fashion, but also have a way to get the honest citizen journalist content creators more supported. So, i.e., YouTube demonetization, that wiped a few content creators out. They couldn't do their work anymore. So getting them supported and then getting, I mean, what if Trump expands his company into doing Hollywood-esque type productions? That'd be big. That'd be real big. Start shifting the consciousness that way, shifting the zeitgeist. And then what if he expands his tech company into just other sorts of things, right? To bring it back home. So we'll see. Yeah, I know some people are going Team Lin Wood lately. And it's unfortunate, isn't it? I don't know if some people are quite as, discerning as we would hope they are. I know some citizen journalists are claiming Flynn has been putting out satanic prayers and this sort of stuff. So, God, it's ridiculous. Always thought something was a bit off with Lin. Yeah. There might be something a lot off with Flynn. Not Flynn, Lin. Jordan, we found some big ties with foundations. Okay. I call Lin a telegramgilist. He's a telegramgilist. That's funny. I'm trying to get used to having these two chats now. So I got two chats and three screens I'm trying to deal with. Let's see here. Something off with Clements too. I would agree with that. He likes to post pictures of himself, it seems. And he loves himself in black and white. All right, guys. I think we'll finish it up here. Appreciate y'all for hanging out. Let me do... Oh, D-Live's giving me some problems. Huh. Yeah, there definitely are some problems with apps and websites today with the whole Amazon issue. So, weird. Huh. Somebody asked, what the heck happened to educating liberals? Dylan Wheeler. He, never go full Dylan Wheeler. Yeah, he just did a 180-degree... turn. What was that? Is that last year? Can't remember exactly when that was, but man, it was like boom within a day, 2 days. He went full flat earther, full anti-Trump, hates Q, all this stuff. And I'm like, they got to him. I mean, I wouldn't doubt if money was involved. I don't know at all, but I would not doubt if money was involved. Some of y'all are bringing up Phil Godlewski in the chat. I'm not even going to go there. Phil claiming EBS, the emergency broadcasting system with and internet going down today? It's just Amazon going down. Oh, God. Did you guys see Simon Parks, I guess, put out an email update? And he's claiming that apparently Biden is going to step down by the 15th. Okay. I'm going to log that one. Watch him be wrong for the umpteenth time. Torba went off on Truth Social in his latest email. It just sounds like professional jealousy, unfortunately. I mean, Gab is all right, but man, Torba's got a... He just gets upset. He seems to get upset really easily. And he seems to be a big fan of Stu Peters, too. Reposts him all the time. And AJ. So, yeah. Yeah, another date. Another date. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Can't wait for that one to come and go. And I wonder where he got that intel from. Did he lift it off of Real Raw News again? To what he does. All right, guys. Good chat. Good talk. We'll do this again. TBD. Not exactly sure when. I will let you know via Telegram and via email blast. Might try to shoot for tomorrow. If not, definitely Thursday. But I'm going to try to do this a nightly thing. Although, you know, it's just it depends on if there's enough to talk about, I guess. I don't know. I'm not one that can just pull a 3-hour podcast out of my ass and ramble forever. But maybe I'll have to. Maybe we could do more Q&A stuff. These are fun. So anyway, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow. I'll do a stream tomorrow. I'll let you know the time on Telegram. And then, yeah, sounds good. Also, in the morning, voice chat for all you follow me on Telegram as well. Take care, everybody. I will see you tomorrow.